You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Welcome to Ireland. I should say, Matt, of course, welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you.
Spent so much time here.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it there.
We love having you, Catalina. And Stephen, I don't know if you know this, but during lockdown in COVID, Matt broke the Irish internet by wandering around with a Super Value shopping bag. And Matt, the whole country wants to know, do you still have the bag?
I don't think that bag survived 6 years.
Oh, that's
I'll have to get another one when I go back.
We'll give you one. We'll have one ready for you at the airport. It's totally cool. Guys, what a movie. The Rip is just incredible. I enjoyed it so much. I love a dirty cop movie, and this is an amazing dirty cop story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt, this one just keeps twisting and twisting. You think you have something figured out, and then you don't.
Yeah, that's what we loved about the script. It just, it kind of kept you on your toes and keeps you guessing the entire time. And so it's a crime thriller, but it's also kind of a whodunit. And it poses that question. It's based on a true story of these cops who did hit a house and found $20 million in the wall. And what that does to a team, a very tight unit, because the considerations are very real. Like, for instance, Catalina's character is a single mom, and she's, you know, I mean, they, you know, they're doing a very dangerous job for very little pay. And so hopefully the audience is kind of with the characters as they're trying to kind of suss out what to do, and people will be able to relate.
Yeah, definitely. And Catalina, your character Lolo, she does go through a lot. She's put through a lot. And I wonder, because of that, is that why you get to work with a puppy on this movie to kind of pay you back for all the hell you get to go through?
Well, that was really worth it. But the funny story about the puppy is that I have a dog on my own. I own a dog. When they told me I was going to be in charge of a dog, I was very excited, and I start playing with the dog, and you know, you just want to familiarize with the dog. But then I started having these rashes all over.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I can't believe that this is the best job ever to play with a dog every day, but I have to take a Benadryl because I am so allergic to the dog.
But you're not allergic to your own dog.
No, my dog is hypoallergenic.
Oh, hypoallergenic. Okay.
But this one was not. So it was like, it was, but you know, the dog is incredible too. Like, he's another actor that, you know, on cue, he would just run and bark when he wanted to, but he would do it. It was working with animals and kids.
Yeah,
fun.
We're not supposed to do
break
it,
all
but
the
we
rules.
Did it.
Yeah.
Fun.
Totally. Stephen, if we put all of the cast members of this movie in a room with barrels of cash, who would be the first person to suggest stealing it?
Don't put me in that position. My hope is that we would all... I'm trying to be diplomatic here.
Don't be... listen, for my radio show, you do not need to be diplomatic.
Yeah,
you can be totally
it might be
honest.
Ben. It might be Ben.
It might be Ben.
We might be like, okay, all right.
And Matt, you and Ben, I mean, speaking of Ben, like, you guys have been creating chemistry on screen for obviously as long as you guys have been, you know, best friends. And you can see it's palpable in this. There's such a real human side to this cop or crime drama or whatever. And how do you guys make that decision when a project comes along that goes, oh, this is one where we really work well together?
Well, this one was good because it's about this a very old friendship that, you know, that kind of gets subverted, where suddenly one of them starts acting strange and they don't know if they can trust each other suddenly. And so it was a good way to kind of use our, you know, our life off screen and kind of bring it onto screen. Hopefully that's the kind of baggage from life we can take in, and it'll actually help make the movie more interesting.
No, it definitely did. Before I go as well, Steve, I've got to say Glenn of The Walking Dead, one of my favorite TV characters of all time.
Just I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And listen, thank you for the Rip. And Catalina, I really hope those two beside you are hyperallergenic and you're not going to break out in a rash sitting beside
them. Okay.
This would be bad.
I'll be okay today.
Guys, congratulations on the Rip. I can't wait for my audience to see it.
Cheers, Dave. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Dave, I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm great. Great to talk to you.
You're in the homeland, man. I've yet to go to Ireland. I got to go.
Well, man, there's no way a man called Joe Carnahan isn't
right?
Like, I thought you sell secondhand cars down the road here. Like,
wait, that is me. How did you know?
You got the movie that, stuff. You got
do that through,
stuff.
I do that through a dodgy cutout in Ireland. I don't want you to talk about it, but yeah, it is the same guy.
You got to have your euros as well. I get it. Right, I get exactly.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Congratulations on the rip, man.
Thank you,
brother. This is one hell of a movie.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you dug it. I'm glad, man. That's great. That's
really did. And it's true. It's based on a true story that somebody told you. Is that right?
My buddy Chris Cassiano, he told me this story years ago. And he, you know, Matt's character is kind of based loosely on Chris. And, you know, and Chris lost his son, unfortunately, tragically, to when he was 11 years old. Wow. And I think it became, Dave, almost this like, I wanted to kind of give him something to kind of memorialize, you know, to put, you know, because it's like, what are you going to do for your friend? I don't know what to do. It's the worst fate that you could befall somebody, you know, a parent. Agreed. And it just kind of grew out of that and became this kind of like, this best of, you know, to say this sounds tacky, but this best of both worlds of a situation where I was able to kind of infuse it with this tremendous personal intimate kind of information, but set against this kind of the traditional kind of, you know, cop thriller for,
sure,
you know, for lack of a better word.
It's got that in spades.
And yeah, but it was all, you know, the details are muddied at times but that actually happened. And there was actually it was closer to $24 million is at this point.
So to people who will have seen it or haven't yet seen it, it's finding this stash of money in a house.
Yes.
And then going, okay, how do we do with this?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and all, and Dave, that's actually true too. In Miami, you're actually required to count out the seizure twice by hand.
Oh, such a great thing.
And so in real life, it took them about 42 hours to do that count. And then they had to travel through Opa-locka, which is a really rough North Miami, Opa-locka, which is a tough, tough neighborhood. And with no sleep, in these giant bear cats with their rifles waiting to get hit. That was the thing. It's like the bad guys know we're here.
Yeah.
And someone's going to hit this money. So I just thought that was such a great premise. And then at some point, I think it was – I very gingerly kind of approached Chris about this idea. But I said, listen, I want to include these extraordinarily personal details, and I want your blessing to do so. And he did.
You got a blessing, yeah.
Yeah.
And at what point then do you decide, you know who'd be great in this to both star in it and produce it? Matt and Dan, Ben.
Well, you know what's so funny about that? So Danny Bernfeld, who ran Artist Equity, she was such an ignition, such a spark plug on this thing because she knew the story and she'd hound me like, give me the script. And I got to a point where I said, I got to take it out. I got to go do something with this. Because I thought it was really good. And she said, give me 48 hours. And within 24 hours, she had Matt on the phone. And 24 hours after that, I was talking to Ben. And the funny thing was, and they're like, well, who are you thinking for cast? I'm like, I don't know. Pauly Shore and Liza Minnelli. I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? You guys.
You wouldn't know two guys that happen to share 40-year friendship and really good chemistry on screen.
I mean, it's like.
Oh, man, that's so great.
So, yeah, and then it was just, and I think, it's one of those. David, it almost never happens that the clouds part and this kind of perfect ray of sunshine hits a movie the way that this one did, and it just did it. It was miraculous that it's been less than 2 years since I wrote the screen. The screenplay. I didn't even finish the screenplay until May of 2024. So we're less than 2 years.
And it was wrapped by the end of the year.
Yeah. We're less than 2 years, and it's like, here it is, a big old
crazy
Netflix, you know, gigantic movie.
Amazing.
Hopefully.
Well, look, I've got to go. I'm a big fan of yours. It is going to be a great movie.
Thank
I
you,
love
brother.
The A-Team, Bad Boys Strike. But listen, The Grey with our very own Liam Neeson.
Yes, indeed.
What a movie, my friend.
Come on.
Seriously.
I'd love to work with Liam again. He was a joy.
Why don't you fulfill everything? Work with Liam. Shoot or set a movie here, and then you could also keep an eye on your secondhand car business that's all going
Everybody
well.
Everybody wins. Are you, Dave, there's a huge rebate in Ireland, is there not? Like, there's
huge,
a lot of production.
Honestly,
right?
Huge. And great facilities, amazing setups, amazing studios.
Bro.
Obviously, locations are incredible,
yes.
So yeah.
Okay, I gotta make
Come
a
on, let's
we gotta
do it.
We gotta do it. I do
Joe,
have to look after that car business as well, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We can kill
I'll take a secondhand
birds.
Nissan Micra.
I love it.
Joe, thanks so much for taking the time.
You
I love
it,
the
brother.
Movie, and my audience
pleasure.
Is going to love it too. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it. Whether you're committed to a through hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more, it's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.